नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यमुना तीरवन चारी ओ जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे राधे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की ग्रंथरा श्रीमद् भागवतम महापुराण की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण. सो वेलकम टू दी मॉर्निंग सेशन ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम डिस्कशन. दिस इज कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 18. द रेसिडेंट्स ऑफ जम्बूद्वीप ऑफर प्रेयर्स. टेक्स्ट नंबर 10. मागार दारात्मज वित्त बंधुषु संगो यदि स्यात् भगवत प्रियेषु नः यः प्राणवृत्त्या परितुष्ट आत्मवान् सिद्ध्यत्य दूरान्न तथेन्द्रियप्रियः. मागारदारात्मज वित्तबन्धुषु संगो यदि स्यात् भगवत्प्रियेषु नः यः प्राणवृत्त्या परितुष्ट आत्मवान् सिद्ध्यत्य दूरान्न तथेन्द्रियप्रियः. मागारदारात्मज वित्तबन्धुषु संगो यदि स्यात् भगवत्प्रियेषु नः यः प्राणवृत्त्या परितुष्ट आत्मवान् सिद्ध्यत्य दूरान्न तथेन्द्रियप्रियः. मागारदारात्मज वित्तबन्धुषु संगो यदि स्याद् भगवत्प्रियेषु नः यः प्राणवृत्त्या परितुष्ट आत्मवान् सिद्ध्यत्य दूरान्न तथेन्द्रियप्रियः. मागारदारात्मज वित्तबन्धुषु संगो यदि स्याद् भगवत्प्रियेषु नः यः प्राणवृत्त्या परितुष्ट आत्मवान् सिद्ध्यत्य दूरान्न तथेन्द्रियप्रियः. मागारदारात्मज वित्तबन्धुषु संगो यदि स्याद् भगवत्प्रियेषु नः यः प्राणवृत्त्या परितुष्ट आत्मवान् सिद्ध्यत्य दूरान्न तथेन्द्रियप्रियः. मागारदारात्मज वित्तबन्धुषु संगो यदि स्याद् भगवत्प्रियेषु नः यः प्राणवृत्त्या परितुष्ट आत्मवान् सिद्ध्यत्य दूरान्न तथेन्द्रियप्रियः. माताजिस् मागारदारात्मज वित्तबन्धुषु संगो यदि स्याद् भगवत्प्रियेषु नः यः प्राणवृत्त्या परितुष्ट आत्मवान् सिद्ध्यत्य दूरान्न तथेन्द्रियप्रियः. मा नॉट आगार हाउस दार वाइफ आत्मज चिल्ड्रन वित्त बैंक बैलेंस बंधुषु अमंग फ्रेंड्स एंड रिलेटिव्स संगह एसोसिएशन और अटैचमेंट यदि इफ स्यात् देयर मस्ट बी भगवत प्रियेषु among person to whom the supreme personality among the person to whom the supreme personality of Godhead is very dear. Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagwan ki jai. Naha of us, yaha anyone, pranavritya by the bare necessities of life, parituṣṭaha satisfied, atmavan who has controlled his mind and realized his self, siddhyati becomes successful, adurat very soon, na not, tatha so much, indriya priyaha a person attached to sense gratification. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. My dear Lord, we pray that we may never feel attraction for the prison of family life, consisting of home, wife, children, friends, bank balance, relatives and so on. If we do have some attachment, let it be for the devotees, whose only dear friend is Krishna. A person who is actually self-realized and who has controlled his mind is perfectly satisfied with bare necessities of life. He does not try to gratify his senses. Such a person quickly advances in Krishna consciousness, whereas others who are too attached to material things find advancement very difficult. Purport. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was requested to explain the duty of a Vaishnava, a Krishna conscious person, he immediately said, what is Vaishnava Achar? Asat Sanga Tyag Ei Vaishnava Achar. The first business of a Vaishnava is to give up the association of persons who are not devotees of Krishna and who are too attached to material things, wife, children, bank balance and so on. Prahlad Maharaj also prays to the personality of Godhead that he may avoid the association of non-devotees attached to the materialistic way of life. If he must be attached to someone, he prays to be attached only to a devotee. A devotee is not interested in unnecessarily increasing the demands of the senses for sense gratification. Of course, as long as one is in this material world, one must have a material body and it must be maintained for execution of devotional service. The body can be maintained very easily by eating Krishna prasad. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9.26, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachati Tadaham Bhakti Uparutam Ashnami Prayatatmanaha. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit or water, I will accept it. Why should the menu be unnecessarily increased for the satisfaction of the tongue? Devotees should eat as simply as possible. Otherwise, attachment for material things will gradually increase and the senses being very strong will soon require more and more material enjoyment. Then the real business of life to advance in Krishna consciousness will stop. So, very instructive purport. So, mainly two things we understand from this. First is that one needs to stay aloof from material attachments and material sangha, dussanga, asatsanga. And secondly, he needs to simultaneously develop attachment to satsanga, to sadhus, to those who are devotees. This is first theme that we are going to elaborate upon today. And second theme is that one needs to gradually detach himself from any unnecessary sense gratification. If he wants to advance in devotional life, the more satisfied he is with whatever comes by its own accord, the more easy for him to progress in devotional service. So these are the two themes. Okay, so let's discuss the first theme, where it is mentioned, Ma agar dar atmaja vitta bandushu. Let me not have attachment or over-attachment to agar dar vitta bandhu. That means house, wife, children, and wealth and relatives. And if I am supposed to have attachment to something, let it that be Bhagavat Priyeshu, towards them who are dear to Krishna. So now, does this verse apply to sannyasi or does this verse apply to any devotee? Who is praying? Prahlad Maharaj, who is he? He is having grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And they also have received, of course, some of them have received Krishna's favor directly, like Bali, and some of them have received Krishna's favor indirectly, like Virochan, etc. So he is praying that. So how does one apply this in a practical life? Like stay in a family and become like a stone or something? What is it? What does it mean? Understanding is that keeping Krishna in the center, one is taking care of family as a servant appointed by Krishna. Keeping Krishna in the family, the center of the family, one takes care of one's wife, children, sees to it that they progress in devotional life, and therefore maintain them materially also. So that is the understanding. I mean, it is not a jnani kind of understanding that, oh, you are aloof from everything, just be alienated from everybody. The understanding is not like that. That is not the Vaishnav understanding. Vaishnav understanding is according to how Brahma ji has prayed. Tavad raga dayo sneha, tavad kara gruham graham, tavan mohongri nigado, yavat krishna tejana. So as long as one is not a devotee and bhajan doesn't happen in his house, till that point the house is like a prison. But jedina गृहेते भजन देखी, हाँ हाँ गृहेते गोलोक भाई. सो श्रील भक्तिवनोद ठाकुर सेज द हाउस कैन बिकम एज वेल गोलोक वृंदावन इफ इफ कृष्ण इज द सेंटर एंड एंड एवरीथिंग रिवॉल्व्स अराउंड कृष्णास प्लेजर. यस्टरडे आई वॉज कंडक्टिंग वन सेशन विथ सम किड्स हु हैड कम फ्रॉम समवेयर and I asked them, if you want to have a superpower, if you want to have a superpower, what would that be and how will you use it? So I will quote two of them, which I found very fascinating. So one little girl was very shy, she was not answering. So I said, okay, you come to me after the class, after the session, and then you personally tell me. And another girl said, I want a superpower to read mind. I said, okay, that's very thoughtful. How will you use it? So she said, we have Radha Krishna deities at our home. I want to know what they want from me every day. And then I can please them accordingly. So I said, wow, what an answer. And they're like 8-year-old, 10-year-old, 12-year-old, very. And then there is another girl who was very small, like 6-7 year old. Her name is Nandini. And after the class she came and she said, I want a superpower to carve the deities, she says. I should be able to carve the deities. And then what will you do? Then she said, I want to keep carving the deities of Krishna, she says. So if this is the superpower that you want, Krishna will bless you with even more superpowers. And if this is the reason why you want superpower, there is nothing binding. If that is the reason you want to, maintain a family or have powers or have wealth or have skills, so then there is no question of bondage. Rather, everything a devotee has is already offered to Krishna. So whatever he is enjoying is Krishna Prasad actually, if he has the proper understanding. So therefore, now let's come to a very beautiful prayer by Kunti Maharani, and let's try to understand this. How the apparent meaning may suggest something else, but the inner meaning is something else. So Kunti Maharani is praying, Atha Vishvesha Vishvatman Vishvamurte Swakeshu Me Sneha Pasham Imam Chindi Drudam Pandushu Vrishnishu. So what is she praying? Atha Vishvesha Vishvatman. She is saying, my heart is being tormented because of the dilemma that whether you should stay in Hastinapur or go back to Dwarka. If you go back to Dwarka, then my sons, they will suffer. And if you stay in Hastinapur, then my parental relatives, who are all Yadus, okay, they will suffer. Yadus are like brothers of, Vasudeva is brother of Kunti Maharani, so all Yadavas are like brothers. Hamare gaon ke hain. So they will suffer, and if you stay, if you go, then my children will suffer. So you are Vishvesha Vishwatman. You know how to fulfill everybody's desire. So you only decide, why should I worry so much? And I should better pray for being detached from this familial ties. Sneha Pasham Imam Chindi Drunam Pandushu Vrishnishu. Towards Yadavas and towards Pandavas, please let my tie be broken. So now very interesting, something very interesting. Kunti Maharani, she has raised the Pandavas alone because Maharaj Pandu was not there. And with so much affection, raised them, worried about them whole life. Like because this plot makers were always there. Like Duryodhan, even Dhritarashtra supported that. And so how much Kunti Maharani, a single mother, must be, how much she must be worried about her children's safety. And all throughout life she performed all the responsibilities. And now she is saying that, break my ties to Pandavas and Yadavas. So Krishna is saying, these are the reading between the lines, okay, which Acharyas are providing. They are saying, so Aunt Kunti, so do you want Brahma Gyan now? Do you want impersonal knowledge now that you want to sever all the ties? So she's saying, no. Tvai me ananya vishaya matir madupate sakrut rati mudvahata daddha gangai vogham udanmati. Let all the obstacles be discounted. And like a river goes to ocean, let my mati flow towards your lotus feet constantly. But then Krishna is saying, my rati is dependent on rati towards devotees. Like if you want affection for me, you should have affection for devotees. And your sons are devotees, Pandavas. And your the parental relatives are also devotees. So you want to sever your tie with devotees and want attachment only towards me? So she says, no. The Vaishnava attachment that I have for them may remain intact and rather grow more than it was before. The only bodily attachment that I had for them without your connection, that you should remove. That's the prayer. And now all things are reconciled. Okay. And therefore, it is mentioned that Prasanga Majaram Pasham Atmana Kavayo Vidu Saeva Sadhushu Kruto Moksha Dwaram Apavratam. The attachment to materialist, that should be avoided because they have no goal of life. They have no, as Prabhupada said, they are their mind is polluted about what is ultimate goal of life. So therefore, even towards them, the attitude should not be that of disgust. Attitude should be that of detachment. Like, one should not feel disgusted to see some suffering soul who doesn't have devotional service. Rather, one should feel detached in a sense, try to help him come to Krishna consciousness. If he is not ready, then be detached. But not disgusted with the person. Sri Brihad Bhagavata Amrit Sanatan Goswami, he is mentioning, Vaishnavas are mocking impersonalists because they do not have the bliss of devotional service. Like that the verse goes. Sanatana Goswami writes, now he has only written Bhurat Bhagavad Amrit, he is only writing the commentary. In the commentary he writes, Vaishnavas mock nobody. What to speak of impersonalists and others. It is just a way of poetic expression that a poet is mentioning they are mocking. Rather, they feel pained that how they are not able to access the devotional service. So, if I hadn't read the commentary, I would have been in the impression that, oh, Vaishnavas mock impersonalists. And in the commentary, immediately he writes that Vaishnavas mock nobody. Even the animals and any species, it doesn't mock anybody. Means don't belittle anybody, don't look down upon anybody. So like that, he immediately clarifies. I said, thank God we have commentaries. Otherwise, I would have completely misunderstood the point. So attitude, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, one should behave, a normal human being behaves with another normal human being, with non-devotees also. If he is offensive, maintain distance. But if he is not offensive, but not devotee also, then how one should behave? Just like a human being behaves with another civilized human being. If he requires some help, help him. Like, huh? Right. So, but not become curious about his life. What does he do? What is his relationship with other people? No guhyam akyati pruchyati. That's not our business. Like, but as far as giving respect is concerned, one is ready to give all respect that a soul deserves to be given. Okay. So this is the first part mainly, avoiding non-devotee association. And being, now the second part, being very much eager to have Vaishnava association. This is as important, in fact, more important than the previous principle. Because Krishna himself instructs Uddhava in 11th canto. He says that Bhagavantam Vibhavasum. How does it start? Do you know? Shitam Bhayam Tamopeti Sadhun Sansevata Stata. He says that just as you approach fire or sun, automatically three things vanish. Cold, shitam, bhayam, fear is vanished. You know, at night one may be fearful of stepping on snakes or whatever, like hobgoblins are active at night. So, as soon as sun rises, there is no fear. Shitam, bhayam, tama. And darkness. Darkness is also removed automatically as sun rises or one approaches fire. Similarly, sadhun samsevas tas tatha. If we approach a sadhu, automatically three things will go away. Shitam means the shithilta. Because of material life, that shithilta has come. There is no utsaha for bhajan. That will go away. Bhayam, samsara bhayam. One will not feel fearful about samsara. there is one pastime where our Mahapurna and Kuresh, their eyes are plucked out by one envious king, non-Vaishnava king. And Mahapurna is very old. So he is being accompanied by Kuresh to Ranganath. So they are at the outskirts of Ranganath, and Mahapurna is about to leave his life. And Kuresh says that, Mahapurna, please hold back your breath. We are very near Ranganath, Srirangam. And as soon as we enter, you can leave your life airs. So like that he says. So Mahapurna says no. He says, like his head is on the lap of Kuresh. He's saying that, I don't want people to think that to go to spiritual world, you need to die at holy place. Yeah, that is there. Like, that glory is there. I want to establish that association of devotees as good as spiritual world, as good as holy place. So like that, so Mahapurna leaves his body in the lap of Kuresh and goes to Vaikuntha. So that one needs to be conscious. I remember Gauram Prabhu in one VTA class, he was saying that the problem of that is, like, when we were outside, it's very easy to appreciate Vaishnava Sangha because it's rare. Like we were doing job and only Sundays we could go to a temple, and then whatever happens, oh, devotee, and then we offer obeisances and whatever little seva he is offering, we take it as opportunity. But then Gauram Prabhu was saying that, but when you are staying in VTA or staying in ashram, like, you go to sleep, you know, put your mosquito net, and like, if you turn around, there is a devotee. If you turn this way, there is a devotee. If you want to eat prasad, there is a devotee. So slowly, slowly, what happens? The importance of the mentality of taking it seriously goes down, and to the extent it goes down, to that extent one feels slackness in devotional service because of not appreciating what is being given. Like that, you remember Ramanujacharya's disciples asking, like, he washes his hand in Pushkarini after eating prasad, and the fish eat the prasad, and they take up the four-handed Vishnu forms and go to Vaikuntha. And the disciples are asking, we are taking your remnants every day, we don't see this immediate litmus test, like, you know, taking it and going back to Godhead, like, immediate result. So Ramanujacharya says, because they were offenseless and you are always with me, so you are thinking that, oh, he is Guru, he may be like other people, like, you know. And because of that, namartya buddhya asuyeta sarva deva mayo guruhu. So one should not think in terms of externals, because this whole world is made in such a way to lure us through externals. Whether it is sense gratification, it lures us by presenting externals. When one understands what is inside, one feels immediately detached. So same goes for devotees. One sees externals, one will see only the external aspect that the Maya is trying to... It is mentioned that there is one verse in Puranas which says that. Again, I don't know whether to take this literally, but we should understand the essence. One who has taken up the devotional service, what to speak of evil people, even devatas try to reduce his Shraddha in Guru and Vaishnavas. Why? Because devatas are thinking that, by surpassing us, he will go to Vaikuntha. Like that. Of course, this is not entirely that devatas are, all devatas are envious. Some devatas are pure devotees who help the devotees to go back to Godhead. Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma. So these devatas are pure devotees, and they help the... And not that those devatas who are karma mishra, bhaktas, all of them are envious. It is also not like that. But there is one support of this, because Dhruva Maharaj was performing austerity and some devatas come and whisper in his ears, oh, your mother has died. Go home, go home. So now is Maya not sufficient that devatas have to come and distract us? So so the thing is, sadhu sangha, sadhu sansevatas tatha, it is important that I take the opportunity of sadhu sangha and every opportunity of that, and make sure that I do not take their sangha lightly if I want to remain enthusiastic in devotional service. So this is the second thing, second theme that we discussed. We have four themes. So now third theme is being a devotee is not interested in unnecessarily increasing demands of senses for sense gratification. That means this refers to prana vritya paritushta atmaman. Prana vritya paritushta atmaman. Oh, before that, sangos yadi syat bhagavat priyeshu yaha naha. The best example is that of Narottam Das Thakur. At many, many places he is saying, Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Das. Ramachandra Kaviraj Tara Sange Mora Kaj. If my birth, if I am supposed to take birth again, next birth, please make me meet Ramachandra Kaviraj. He is saying. So even at Siddha level, they are so much desperate for association. And who is Ramachandra Kaviraj? Disciple of Srinivas Acharya. And Srinivas Acharya is equal of Narottam Das Thakur from apparently a God-brother kind of point of view. Because Jiva Goswami taught all three of them. And he is like equal, and he is saying that Ramachandra Kaviraj, his Sangha I am desiring. So this is about Bhagavat Priyeshu Sangau Yadi Syat. Now Prana Vritya Paritushta Atmavan Siddhyati Atu Ati Siddhyati Adurat. Very quickly, if we maintain our body only for the sake of keeping it fit for devotional service, one will very quickly progress. And other part is Indriya Priti. If one Indriya Priya, last word is Indriya Priya. If one is wants to gratify senses at the same time perform devotional service, one's progress will be very, very slow. So these two things we will discuss. First, I will tell one pastime. This is shared by His Grace Nanda Kumar Prabhu, who was the personal cook of Srila Prabhupada for some time. So one day he prepared one paneer cube and on top of that he spread honey. So it was a paneer sweet, on top of that it was honey. And he put that piece in the lunch box, I mean the lunch plate. And that day Prabhupada ate the entire piece. And he thought that, wow, I think Prabhupada liked this sweet. So next day he again prepared a paneer sweet and topped it by honey. And next day Prabhupada ate only 1/4. So he was a little surprised. He thought that, I thought Prabhupada liked this sweet. Yesterday I gave, Prabhupada ate the whole thing. Whole big sweet he ate. Today he just took 1/4 of it. So maybe I didn't prepare it properly. So tomorrow I will try to make it even better. So next day he makes that same paneer sweet with full attention on that, and with honey pouring on top of it, and then offers to Prabhupada. This time, third day, Prabhupada doesn't even touch it. Leaves it completely. And then Nanda Kumar Prabhu became even more curious what happened. So he went, after Prabhupada had honored the lunch and washed his hands, then Nanda Kumar Prabhu said, Srila Prabhupada, was there something wrong with the sweet that you didn't touch it? So Prabhupada looked at him and he said, you know, as a brahmachari, you should not eat paneer more than once a week. Otherwise, there will be lusty desires. Like that Prabhupada said to said to him. Like even Prabhupada is so much careful, and he's teaching by his example that yes, that he made it with love and devotion, offered to Krishna and then offered it to Prabhupada. Like, and yet Prabhupada is very careful about why he was reducing, I mean, not eating the sweets next day and next day, just to instruct that how we have to be careful. Like they say, भाव के घर में चोरी नहीं होनी चाहिए. In a sense that, like if one is outside, one knows that this is wrong, some non-prasad, one knows for very sure, one knows that this is wrong and I should not consume it. But something comes as Krishna prasad, one's attitude may not be the proper in consuming it, right? With enjoyer's attitude, if one eats Krishna prasad, it will give some benefit because it is Krishna prasad, but it can create anarthas also at the same time if one is not careful. Sometimes they say that, oh, we are in Mahaprabhu's mission and Mahaprabhu encouraged eating Krishna prasad. And which pastime do they quote? Can anyone mention which pastime usually? Huh? Haridas Thakur's departure, yes, festival like Mahaprabhu gave, he served what is sufficient for 5 people in one person's plate. But that is not the example usually they give because that was one time event, like, you know. Yeah. No, that is the opposite pastime. Chida dahi, no. Yeah, Sarvam Bhattacharya? No. Which one? Oh, so many nice pastimes, but as soon as you get, you eat the Mahaprasad. Yes, that is very close. But when did he quote this? Like, Mahaprabhu was happy. But he narrated this whole story to whom? Sarvam Bhattacharya, saying that Mahaprabhu was so happy, I was immediately eating Prasad. No, he didn't. He narrated this to whom? No. He narrates this whole story. Huh? No, not Bhavan. No. To Pratapradhar Maharaj. Now remember, now all the devotees are coming from Odisha to, sorry, Bengal to Orissa during Ratha Yatra. So Pratapradhar Maharaj was surprised. As soon as you come to Dham, first thing is one is supposed to do is shave up and do fasting. I am only saying, Sarvam Bhattacharya only told this. No. I said, Sarvam Bhattacharya narrated this story to whom? और बाकी सब क्या महाप्रभु ने बताया क्या? ये सब सर्वम भट्टाचार्य को ही गेस कर रहे थे ना? आई होप सो. ओके तो ओके सो सर्वम भट्टाचार्य ही आस्क्ड, मे बी इन इन आस्किंग आई आई मेस्ड अप प्रोबेबली, आई डोंट नो. सो ऑल ऑफ यू थॉट आई एम आस्किंग अबाउट महाप्रभु आस्किंग. ओके 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 फाइन फाइन, देन प्रोबेबली आई मेड अ मिस्टेक इन प्रेजेंटिंग. सो Sarvam Bhattacharya, he is saying to Pratapradhara Maharaj that Pratapradhara Maharaj is bewildered. He is saying that you should fast once you come to Dham. How come they are sumptuously eating Mahaprasad? So Sarvam Bhattacharya mentions one should fast when there is no Mahaprasad. And secondly, here Mahaprabhu is directly Vedera Paroksha Ajna. उपवास क्षौर उपवास प्रभुर साक्षात आज्ञा प्रसाद सेवन. सो श्री हस्ते प्रभु करेन परिवेशन एत लाभ छाड़ी कौन करे उपोषण. सो महाप्रभु इज डायरेक्टली ऑफरिंग विथ हिज ओन हैंड्स एंड लीविंग दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी हु विल फास्ट. सो लाइक दैट ही इज मेंशनिंग एंड ही सेज व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ दिस आई विल टेल यू माय ओन स्टोरी. वन टाइम महाप्रभु केम विथ प्रसाद एंड आई जस्ट एट इट and he was so satisfied, he was so happy. In fact, he said that I conquered the world, that Sarvam Bhattacharya has accepted prasad. Even there is one nice Prabhupada pastime also like that. So they were coming from Delhi, Amritsar I guess, to Bombay, and in between, at Delhi, there was one well-wisher who who boarded the train, and he offered Prabhupada some sweet box. So then Prabhupada and he went down at Mathura or something. So Prabhupada started offering it to disciples. So one of the disciples said, "But Prabhupada, is this offered?" So Prabhupada said, "You may not take." So one should use one's intelligence that, you know, spiritual master is offering, and how can one ask that, is it offered or not? It is offered, like, you know. And it is offered to you now. Just to balance this pastime, there is one pastime in Chaitanya Mangal. Same thing happens. Advaita Acharya coming with so many devotees from Bengal to Puri, and Govinda telling them that, giving the news or information that they have arrived. And previous pastime, what happened? Mahaprabhu said, "Bring them all Mahaprasad. I will serve them. I will give them." This time, Mahaprabhu says, "Tell all of them to fast." There is pastime like that. A balancing pastime where Mahaprabhu says that, "Tell Advaita Acharya and all the devotees who have come to hold fast for today." There is one pastime. So what did they do? Say fasted, of course. They didn't say, "Hey, last time you said, you know, one should eat Mahaprasad. Now you are telling us to hold fast. How is it?" So they did not retaliate with Mahaprabhu, or they just followed the order. They just want to please Mahaprabhu. That is the point. Whether to eat Mahaprasad or not eat Mahaprasad, the point is to please Mahaprabhu. So that is the principle. the more one satisfies the demand of senses, the more other senses also start demanding. Jiva Goswami mentions the beginning of spiritual life starts with tongue. Jite rase jitam sarvam. So tongue is habituated to chanting Krishna's glories and tasting Krishna Prasad only, and that too in the mood of tasting Krishna Prasad. Then all other senses become inclined towards serving Krishna. Ears start relishing the taste of Krishna Katha. Nose starts relishing the taste of the fragrance of Tulsi. And like that, all other senses, hands start, basically mind only, but hands want to serve Krishna in some way. Legs want to go to Krishna's temple. That means basically mind is only wanting all those things through the senses. And opposite is also true. Once the tongue is let loose, all other senses want to act whimsically. Tongue is let loose means in two ways. Speak whatever one wants to speak as a prajalpa, or eat whatever one wants to eat. So then all other senses also become agitated because of that. And the worst effect, bad effect of doing this is what? So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, the senses lose the capacity and inclination to taste Krishna ras. Capacity and inclination, both. So how dangerous is that? Like, we came to Krishna consciousness because of the tasting of Krishna ras only. And because of this is only making us move ahead. And if the tongue and the ears lose capacity and inclination to taste Krishna ras, then what is the incentive to continue in devotional service? So, one will start taking everything as mundane. That is the problem. So, there is one pastime we will discuss, and then we will see some practical application which we can apply in our own lives, and then we will conclude. So, although this incident happened with Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, it is applicable to everybody, whether Grihastha, Brahmachari, Sannyasi, Vanprastha, anybody. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he is so much inclined, so much eager to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Bhakshana Apeksha Nahe Samasta Divasa Gaman Kshudha Nahi Badhe Chaitanya Charana Prapte Man. He His mind is so focused on Mahaprabhu. He's running from Krishnapur. What is his place? From, huh? Panihatti? No. I think Saptagram, from some place to Puri, he is running. And in one day, he's crossing 50 yojanas. Or 5 yojanas, rather. 5 yojanas. Something like that. And 5 yojanas. And he reaches Jagannath Puri. Mahaprabhu says, "It looks like you haven't had prasad for so many days." He tells Swarup Damodar Goswami that now every day feed him Jagannath Mahaprasad. So then for next 5 days, he is sumptuously honoring Jagannath Mahaprasad. And then he stops doing that. And then he starts begging at Annachatra. Simhadwar, sorry. Simhadwar. And then after that, he stops doing that also. He starts begging at Annachatra. And after that, he stops doing that also. He goes to a place where that rice is thrown. And he takes that hard rice, which is even cows don't want to chew upon. And then he puts a little water and salt in that and eats that. And then Mahaprabhu appreciates his gradual renunciation. So, okay, this is great and obviously cannot be imitated. First part can be eating Jagannath Mahaprasad. But the next steps are very difficult. So, what a devotee can do, I have written some 9 steps. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, his fast train didn't stop at any in between station. Just from Jagannath Mahaprasad to Simhadwar Bhiksha, then through direct Annachatra begging, and then eating only the hard rice. So what could be our steps? So first, we can make a resolve not to eat anything unoffered. Without offering, let's not eat anything. Like, suppose for yatra, many times we go to some place and prasad is not available. Then, probably we eat some fruits and etc. Or we eat at some food inn where there is no onion, garlic, or anything that they cook. But then we mentally offer that to Krishna and eat. Basically, something in emergencies, we offer it in mind and then honor it. But as a regular routine, eat only what is offered. Okay, this is one of my favorite incidents. So one devotee was traveling by airplane, and air hostess was serving out some nuts and some other things. And she saw one devotee wearing kanti mala and wearing tilak. So she didn't offer him, and she said that, "Oh, you are Hare Krishnas. You don't eat what is not offered to Krishna, right?" Even air hostess knew about this. So he said, "No, that's not true." So she just said, "Really? I have this information that you Hare Krishnas don't eat anything that is not offered to Krishna." So he says that no, actually, the more precise version of this is not that we don't eat what is not offered to Krishna, we don't eat what is not cooked for Krishna. And then not then we only eat what is cooked for Krishna, offered to Krishna, and then offer it and then honor it. Like that he educated her. And in GV, we can say what is grown for Krishna and then cooked for Krishna and then offered to Krishna and then we honor that. So this is the second step. Not just first step is we do not eat anything not offered to Krishna. But second step is do not eat what is even not cooked for Krishna. Offered to Krishna could be some market items you can just purchase, and then offer in mind to Krishna and eat them. But the next step will be not even do that. You cook or somebody cook for Krishna and then offer to Krishna and then we honor only that. Okay? Third thing is, okay, sometimes there is, we haven't yet lost the tendency to eat sumptuously. Then offer sumptuous items to Krishna, feed Vaishnavas nicely and then honor it. This is the third step one can take. What happens by that is a natural detachment comes because the heart is satisfied by service. Many of the cooks will vouch for this. Like once you make very nice preparations like sweets and everything, ichcha hi nahi hoti khane ke baad mein, chalo isko serve kar do. Like, you know, that sometimes. And even if there is desire, your mind will think that, oh, it is so tasty, devotees will must be so happy. So it's a higher level actually than just getting it for ourselves. Like cooking it like Mahabhagat Prabhu cooked halwa, you know, and so he was sharing that how it was like, you know, cooking halwa for 150 people or something, 150 devotees. So it gives an experience first of all, gives purification, and even if we eat it, we will appreciate how nice it is for other devotees. Like, you know, so that kind of a step, we elevate ourselves from the selfish eating of prasad. Then we can reduce the Mahaprabhu said bhala na khaibe, right? We can reduce the kick aspect of what we are offering, that means making it more sattvic what we are offering. Not even Krishna likes sattvic. Otherwise, what did he say? This verse also says, right? Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. Sattvic doesn't mean without spice or without in. Sattvic means just balancing it and making it consumable by Krishna and then by consumable by Vaishnavas. So this way our our attachment to Krishna increases through prasadam. And our attachment to tongue doesn't increase because of wrongly honoring prasadam. Then fourth could be, oh, in Vrindavan I saw one very good practice, which we can do mentally if you want. Like, you know, we chant prasadam prayers, right? Apart from that, they also chant Radha Kund ki jai, Sham Kund ki jai, Radha Govinda ki jai, Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. You see, 10 minutes go on in this jai jaikar only. And then they eat prasad. Now my eyes may be on Rasgulla, but I am constantly chanting Radha Govind ki jai, Radha Damodar ki jai, Sanatan Goswami ki jai, Rup Goswami ki jai. So I am developing that at least patience, like to right, because of course I cannot just in between, okay, Radha Govind ki jai. So I have to wait till all prayers are finished, all the jai jaikaras are finished completely, and they are reminding me of Vamshi Vat ki jai, Yugal Ghat ki jai, and like that. They do till like 10 minutes and you are just chanting jai jai jai, and then you honor prasad. So it definitely at least affected my consciousness in a good way. So this is the next step that we can take. Next to that, we can reduce it to occasions. Like, okay, some Janmashtami has come. Okay, some special Acharya appearance day has come. Only then I will allow myself to eat some bhala. Like, that means sweet meats and all. And then next step will be to take some vratas like Kartik Vrata. Many devotees take no sweet vrata or no oily vrata. I don't want to embarrass, but there are some devotees who do that. So that will definitely affect our positively, make us conscious of giving our time more and more to Krishna and thinking about less about the gratification of tongue. And whenever prasad comes, honoring it in a proper way. And next step could be that have a plan for reduction. Okay, right now I'm not able to give up, but I have a plan that, okay, after 1 year, I don't want to eat too much oily or too much that has a lot of spice or a lot of, which may take my attention away from my bhajan. It is very simple. The bhajan ruchi goes up, bhajan ruchi goes down. And bhajan ruchi goes down, bhojan ruchi goes up. तो भोजन में जितना रस है भजन में उतना ही कम हो जाता है, और भजन भजन में जितना रस है भोजन में कम हो जाता है. सो इट्स अपोजिट. सो नेचुरली इफ दिस इज कमिंग दिस इज वेरी गुड. आर्टिफिशियली इफ वन स्टार्ट्स गिविंग अप थिंग्स द इट इट मे इट इट मे नॉट बी सस्टेनेबल. एंड सो देयर फॉर दिस स्टेप्स which I found useful in my life, I am just sharing with you. And the last step could be this. What is that? Pranavritya Parituṣṭa Atmavān. Atmavān, there is one more, one Acharya reveals. Atmavān means one who has Krishna. Atmavān. So, Parituṣṭa, he is so completely satisfied. Pranavritya. Like he is happy with two rotis and nothing along with that. So that is pranavritya. That will sustain the life. But that is the goal. And what we discussed was the step-by-step process, where we can go, like, you know, step by step. Like, you know, taking vratas, honoring only offered food, honoring only Krishna Prasad, then chanting these many names of dhams and Ishtadev before eating, and like that. So all these things, step by step, we can come to this level. If we directly try to jump to this step, it may be very difficult, and mind will all we will only give it up after maybe 1 day, 2 day. We will fast, and then mind will again say, "It's not worth it. Come on, like, you know." Let's okay. So I will conclude here. Any one question? Anyone has? One question here, yes. Shri Gaur Charan Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu, for sharing your realization. But I just wanted to the last point that you said, that we follow the steps. I also tried, like, following certain, not all the steps, but at least few steps. But what I have seen is, works fine, but suddenly one day, if you are really engaged in a lot of service, physical service or mental service, whatever, and you are very tired, and you come to the ashram and you see the items available, and you feel that, okay, I have done a lot of service, let me just try to eat whatever is there, just forget it. And it happens that you take whatever quota was left with the interest, with the compound interest. So I saw that. Yes, of course. I don't know what's the approach, because it many times I have tried, okay, by 40 I'll stop everything. But it doesn't happen. So I don't know how you control it, or I just asking. Is there any more thing that we need to do?
My just immediate thoughts about this is, it's fine to do this if it is very occasional. Like, because 11th canto, in fact, it is mentioned that mind should not be always kept like a rein of a horse held tight. because till the mind is completely spiritualized, it needs some entertainment. That is a fact. But that entertainment should be devotion friendly. That is the only thing. That entertainment should not be devotion, anti-devotional. Yeah, that's something. So yeah, like once in a while when one has done a lot of service, mentally very tired because of doing some thoughtful service or decisions, it's perfectly all right to, have a sumptuous prasad, let's say. Because the care we take is we chant the prayers that we regularly chant before Mahaprasade Govinde and all those. If that we are following, and the other steps that, you know, maybe remember your Ishtadev, Ishtadev deity or Ishtadham, and remember that. And then once in a while it is perfectly all right. Prabhupada also mentions that, some devotees came from a big tour or something, success, book distribution, and then Prabhupada told that, feed them some sumptuously. Kirtan yader ki kashta jane gaura rai. Bhala bhala dravya kirtan yader khao yai. This version I heard from Anup Chakravarti from Karoli. He says that, now here kirtanya means all services, you can include. What is the kashta or shrama, endeavor of a kirtaniya? Because with full stomach you cannot do kirtan. You have to have empty stomach, mostly empty, in order to properly do kirtan. And like that, for seva also you have to sometimes, skip sometimes and meals or prolong it, postpone it. So all this kashta jane gaura rai. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu knows that, and therefore bhala bhala dravya kirtanya der khao yai. Therefore, you can think that Mahaprabhu has arranged this for me. So that I can honor it and then again continue with my service. So there is nothing wrong in that. In fact, it is required to sometimes sumptuously have prasad. That is my little understanding according to what pastimes and scriptures I have read. So if certain rules are being followed, it can serve as another way of appreciating Krishna, honoring sumptuous prasadam also. If it is happening every day, then it is a problem. If it is happening once in a while, it's good that Krishna feels happy to see devotees eating also. Okay, I think anyone wants to add to this? Or Prabhuji, yes, Rupanagana Prabhu.
After Hanumanji found Sita and all monkeys, they came back and Sukadeva had his own garden, honey and lot of fruits there. Usually he was very upset if somebody touches his garden. But when Hanumanji and all monkeys, they came, they destroyed, they ate all food, they drank all honey. But Sukadeva was happy with that because they were happy. They successfully, they had done the, he understood that they successfully finding Sita.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very beautiful. They completed their mission and now it's a feast time. So that day's mission is complete. So it's a feast time. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you so much. Please give your blessings. Hare Krishna.